Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, the sounds of the National Football League going to be echoing 4 days away from when the Denver Broncos become the first team to open NFL training camps. NFL training camps open up next week. And welcome back to the morning show on this Saturday with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Phone lines open as always, 404-741-0929. And we have a very serious question for you today that we would love to hear your opinion on. You can certainly weigh in on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, but we have phones open too. About the NFL here, as we count down to the first game is only 19 days away when the Falcons will take on the Denver Broncos. And a reminder that a week from Monday when camp begins on the 22nd, we'll be there live and broadcasting, and we'll get next week we'll be talking a lot about how you can be part of that for free to come to Falcons training camp and be alongside us. But Hugh, last night the NFL stories started popping all over the place that the NFL owners were ready to propose going from a 16 to an 18-game regular season. But there's a but in there, okay? 18-game regular season. Here's the but. Players would only be allowed to play healthy in 16 of those 18 games, meaning you'd have to sit your stars, even healthy, for two games. You'd have to pick your games. Matt Ryan can't play in this game. Aaron Rodgers can't play in this game. We have to bench them because the maximum number of games any player could play is 16.
And that's the first thing that I thought about. And I thought that maybe it just you know, for you know, just to get a good laugh, I say, okay, which game would you want your quarterback to miss out on? Maybe the first game of the season, and then maybe the game right before. It all depends on who you're playing because it might be a division rival. But it might be the one before the bye week. Maybe you'll do it like that.
Right.
I don't know. But I just think that's stupid. You know, if you're gonna you are on one hand acknowledging that football is a dangerous game, and by adding two more games, you're putting the players' health at risk, but you still want it. I just thought it was stupid. And I was like, who was the stupid dude? Who was the dude that thought that would be cool to roll out and didn't think anybody would kind of notice that? Like, how dumb do you think we are as fans? And how many people sat there in that meeting and said, hey, this is a good idea. This might work.
Right.
Like, dude, hey, Bill, hey, Steven, this was great. You should have thought about this earlier. This is a fly, dummy. Hey, that's where you got to look at somebody and you really think it to yourself. You might not say it out loud, but you're like, boy, you're not that bright, are you? You really aren't that bright. Because that's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, wait a minute. 18-game schedule. You don't want to add any more players, but you're acknowledging that everybody can't play in all 18 games. So on one hand, you're basically saying, hey, man, this might be a little dangerous. 18 extra games might be a little dangerous. Interesting. And then on top of that, I was like, okay, so where are you taking away? Two preseason games? Or how are you doing
this?
Yeah,
right. You're taking away two preseason games and floating them into the regular season. That's what you're doing, right?
Oh, man, that's
and you'd crazy. Have two preseason games, and then you'd be right.
So, yeah, you're kind of acknowledging that it's dangerous in a sense. You're kind of acknowledging that it's dangerous.
Have you heard this? This was a real proposal, okay? This is not just, you know, sometimes we get these things. We've talked about going, and the NFL has made it known that they'd like to go to an 18-game regular season, which I'm not opposed to. But I think that there's a better way to get there. You know, maybe this is just the opening salvo in a negotiation to go to an 18-game regular season. I think you could, Hugh, talk about expanding the rosters. Right now, you have a 53-man roster, of which 48 are eligible on game day. Maybe if you went to a 60-man roster and added seven players to every team and went to a 55-player eligible roster.
Yeah, but the quarterback's still going to play. Quarterback's still – I would assume – like all the other people, fine, the offensive lineman and the quarterback, they're going to be on the field. You don't change the offensive line out. So you got those guys and the quarterback, they're going to play longer. So in essence, I would say those guys would probably be looking to make a little bit more money. They'll become a little bit more valuable.
404-741-0929. Our phones are open this morning for you. Bit of breaking news out of Wimbledon. Serena Williams has been beaten in straight sets, and Simona Halep has beaten her decisively in barely an hour. This match started just after 9 a.m., so in an hour and 5 minutes, Serena is gone, beaten by Simona Halep. At Wimbledon, another one of those reasons that a lot of people believe, me included, that when it comes to majors in tennis, the women should be playing five sets and not three. But because for an hour-long match, yeah, I know. I don't know that it would have changed you at this point. I'm not sure going to a five-set would have changed anything the way Serena was playing today.
Yeah, I mean, it just looked like she was off a little bit. It looked like she was probably a little distracted. No telling. But I will say this, and she is handling herself with all the poise that you possibly can in a situation like this. I know she has to be hot behind this one, especially with the way that she played, the way that she had been playing. But she's handling herself with a lot of poise right now.
All right, so we'll certainly update you on that breaking news again. Serena Williams has lost in the women's finals in straight sets to Simona Halep at Wimbledon. All right, back to our discussion here. Understand what we're talking about. So the NFL owners come out and they float this idea, and it's breaking all over the place last night, of an 18-game regular season of which players could only play in 16 of those 18 games. We're talking about healthy here. This would be like, can you imagine how mad you'd be as a fan if you were a lifelong diehard Packers fan and you lived in the Bay Area, and I just looked it up. They play a game at San Francisco this year, but the Packers are going to go to San Francisco, and because of this new schedule here, the Packers announced right before they played the game, oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers will be held out of this game as part of the man.
When you say right before they play the game, they'll probably I would think that if it's the quarterback, you would have probably announced that, and it would have to be announced that Monday or Tuesday before you actually start practicing. So you would have enough time. Like, say, if you were a season ticket holder, you would know in enough time when to put those season tickets up on sale for people to go to the two games that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play in. Because I would think that would probably be a discussion that was made on that Monday or something like that, or Tuesday when you're getting ready to go into practice. So you would definitely know by then whether or not he was going to play.
All right, Andre in Snellville is on with John and Hugh, and a couple of the phone lines have now come open at 404-741-0929. Hey, Andre.
What's going on, John? What's going on, Hugh?
Good morning. Good morning. It's still morning. I was a little confused right there. It's still morning. Yeah, good morning.
All right, so, Hugh, I get what you're saying, right? But let me ask you a question. What is the difference between the last two preseason games in which your star players aren't playing anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I think the owners are just trying to find a way to max it. You know, because let's be honest, I'll give away my preseason tickets because I don't really go to watch the scrubs play, right? And not that they're scrubs, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Right, but now that the games count, your quarterbacks wasn't playing in those games anyway. So in some ways, it really is the same thing, except now they're just counting for more.
Right, but doesn't that impact greatly the playoff chase?
Yeah, because it's like you got to strategically figure out which games, two games, you're going to sit out of. Now, I would say this. If I'm a coach and they go to an 18-game schedule, if I'm that coach, the two games that I'm going to probably sit my quarterback out, if I'm an NFC coach, they're going to probably be AFC matchups. You see what I'm saying? But still, you're still, as a fan, you're paying for those two games that you might have major schedule around. Like, see, this is the messed up thing about it, I think. Like, as a patron and as somebody who wants to go to the games, you're taking a real chance. Say, like, you make all these plans to go to the game to see said quarterback play, and then the week before your trip, you find out that he's not playing. But you've made all these plans to go watch him play. I think it kind of puts the fans in a bad spot.
Yeah. It does, and I agree with you because I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. I brought some clients to the game. I got friends.
Yes,
down,
all of that.
And now I got to watch the third string throw the ball.
All of that.
No, that's not cool. So I agree with you. I know they're trying to maximize money, but to be honest with you, I'm like, yeah, y'all need to tell me up front which two games Matt Ryan are playing, because those are going to be two games that I may give to some family members.
That's a glorified preseason game during the regular season, which the owners are making more money on. See, that's the thing. Like, this is the thing this is all surrounded around. the fact that they're losing money by opening their stadiums. They want to get all that revenue. Now, why do you think everybody gets two preseason games? That's a money grab.
Right.
That's a money grab during the season.
It's an absolute money grab.
So now they're trying to get all that revenue. They're trying to take away those two preseason games or whatever, however they do it. And they're trying to get more money in the stadium for themselves.
Yeah, 404-741-0929. Same number for the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line. A couple of phone lines open. What do you think of an 18-game regular
That's
season?
Stupid. I mean,
our buddy Mel.
Stupid.
Hey, Mel.
Mel.
You know what, John?
What, man?
You know, I listen to you. Now you're talking about Serena went down. It seems like to me, man, I don't know what to say about you, John. But I really want to talk about the 18 games in the National Football League now. Uh-huh. I tell you what they need to do. If they're going to play 18 games, the roster needs to be extended. Put more players.
Say it again.
You know what I mean? Put more players on the roster. You know, like you said, Hugh, that's a monogram. You know, all about the money, man.
No, definitely about the money.
You know, they're playing four preseason. Now they're talking about playing 22 football games, man. That's too much punch on the body. I already have to talk about concussions. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
These owners, man, these owners ain't nothing about money. Stop paying the quarterback so much money, man. That's one reason you're paying the so-called quarterback all that money, man.
Hey, Mel.
Hugh.
Yes.
Listen, John, you know what?
What?
I know you're a Nebraska homer, all about Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You be so glad. Look here. All them teams like Nebraska, all what you ship for,
mm-hmm.
they not going to be the Southeastern Conference.
That's probably
down
true.
South,
I'm just
glad Bel Air gave me that heat this morning.
Beat Tennessee in a title game, beat Alabama in a title game, beat LSU in a title
game. I'm just glad Bel Air gave me that heat in the morning.
It's okay. He knows what I am. I'm Atlanta like he is. It's old school stuff. 404-741-0929. What do you think of the NFL's proposal to go to an 18-game regular season but make its star players sit for two games even if they're healthy? The Players Union, what they said about it. Next, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go! Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the Radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a beautiful Saturday in the greatest city in America, Atlanta, GA, from the Kia Studios, Colony Square, Midtown. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 910 The Game. You can catch us every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, on your drive into work or anything that you're all about here. Talking about this morning, discussing with you at 404-741-0929, this proposal by the NFL owners to expand the regular season from 16 to 18 games. The players have weighed in here, Hugh. The president of the NFLPA is Eric Winston, and this is what he is saying. He is saying the players find the proposal to be unrealistic because key players would be unwilling to ride the bench when healthy when the stakes are so high, and that they are looking at it like the owners are saying, hey, get back into the mine and start mining coal.
Wow, that was strong. That's basically the same thing my man Johnny Rutledge is saying. He said, you know, 18-game schedule, they just need to extend the roster to 60 players because anybody that is out there that's on the front line, like a starter, he's not going to sit out two games knowing that everybody's out there battling. No, that's not going to happen. So basically, you know, it's unrealistic. Just like he said, it's really unrealistic. I'm surprised. Eric's still playing? I did not know he was still in the league.
We go to Scott in Atlanta. He joins John and you. Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, Scott, you're on the show.
Yeah, hey, I was. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We got you, man. What you got?
Well, I was thinking we could go with one extra regular season game and then add a game to the playoffs. I think they'd bring in more revenue total doing that. I have to do revenue sharing if you did it, though.
The bottom line is this. I don't understand what's the big to-do about them adding more people to the roster. I don't understand that. And, you know, like, I just don't get that. They don't want to pay anybody. They're talking about sitting two people. Nobody's going to sit out those two games, especially when you only have 16 and now you're adding two more, and those games will be going to be just as meaningful as the 16 that you used to play. So I just don't understand why you just don't add more people onto the roster. That to me is ridiculous. Why would you just do that?
All right. That would work.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm just saying, it's just this whole idea of adding 18 games and sitting two like your starters and letting guys not play two games is stupid.
Yes, it is flat stupid. And I don't even know why the owners put this out there, because this is not, again, this is not some internet troll. The owners actually said this, and to Scott's point about a 17-game season or expanding the playoffs, they are going to expand the playoffs, okay? That's going to happen. They're going to put a team in London. That's going to have, they may put two there. That's going to happen. All these games are playing over in London are for the purpose of Tottenham build a stadium over there expressly to handle, like, Mercedes-Benz, both soccer and football. I mean, these things are going to happen. And, yes, I think we're going to see an 18-game regular season, but it's not this way. Now, stop and think about this for a moment. You're an Atlanta Falcons fan. Okay, you can be a Swamper or whoever fan of, right? You're an Eagles fan. I'll use you first. I'm just going to use you. Can you imagine the Eagles go 11-7, okay, and they miss the playoffs because they went 0-2 in their backup games? Because Carson Wentz is going, sitting on his butt with a baseball
cap. I don't think,
cap.
Like, listen, I cannot see any game that's meaningful where the quarterback is sitting out. I don't see that. I don't see any game that's meaningful where, like, defensive lineman, that's a rotation thing. You know, that's something that, you know, that is a rotation thing, and that you can get around that. But your front line starters, like your offensive line that never come off the field, and your defensive lineman, no, that's not going to happen.
Bill Zamarietti is on with John in here this morning. Hey, Bill.
Hey, I was going to say they also created a path for a strategy. Can you imagine being locked with the Saints, and then the Saints announce that Drew Brees and Kamara is going to sit out? What do you think Falcons going to do? I mean, this just creating all sorts of problems out there. Teams are going to start using this two-game rest as a strategy against the teams that they need to beat.
Well, I would say this, too. If I'm doing that, it all depends on how the schedule is going to play out. And it would probably be, for me, two out-of-conference games that I would set them out. Because, you know, those don't count against you like they do if you get beat in your conference. You know, so there's a way to get around that. But it's just ridiculous that you just won't add more people to the roster. That's the issue that I have with it. You don't want to add more people to the roster.
Yeah, that's more money.
Yeah, to give it to the players, because the split is already skewed. It's skewed more for the owners than it is for the players, as it is now.
Thank you, Bill. Do appreciate it. I almost don't want to sit around here and even try. While you're absolutely right here, this is how you would strategize around this rule. I almost don't want to even bother to do that because it's so stupid, it can't possibly happen. Tell me that this is no way this is going to happen, Hugh, right?
I don't think so. But my man Tom is me and him are texting back and forth. He says, so quick hypothetical. Say that in the 18 games, you did this whole sit your starters for two games per year thing.
Right.
What's stopping coaches from playing their second strings as the first and avoiding the rule? It doesn't work like that. I think that the way that I'm understanding that this rule is going to be played out, Tom, is that however, if you're out there on the field, you don't have to be a starter or anything. The fact that you are in the game, I'm assuming that kind of, you know, that counts as you being in the game, whether you're a starter or not. So that means that you can only play 16.
You can only suit up for 16.
Yeah. So now they have to be in a way where you're going to have to figure it out in a way where you'll have, like, say, on a 53-man roster, so many guys dress out, then so many other guys don't dress out. You're going to have to play musical chairs with your roster all season long order to make this happen.
You know what Atlanta United went through this year? Welcome to that.
Yeah, basically
right,
that's what you're talking about.
Week?
So
okay,
I don't think it's about
–
I don't think it's about if you're slated as a starter or a second stringer. I think it's like if you're suiting up for the game, that counts as your game. And if you get on the field, that counts as your game regardless of how many plays you've played.
All right, yeah, because if you have – I don't even want to do the math. You'd have to have somewhere on the order of – you know, unless you wanted to sit like seven or eight guys and bring guys up from the – but you probably would have to do that.
But see, this is why it's stupid, John, because
– it's just – yes,
you cannot – you're only going to carry so many offensive linemen. So that means that you're going to have to strategically figure out which guys are dressing out, which guys aren't dressing out every week, and that's going to change the continuity and the fluidity of your offensive line.
Right.
This is crazy. I think it's crazy.
And what makes it even wilder is that it's an actual thing. again, it's just, this is not some columnist decided to write a proposal and you know how that works. No, the NFL owners came out and said, hey, to the players, we're thinking about going to 18 games and sitting your stars for 2 weeks.
I wish I would have been in the meeting when everybody was high-fiving and clapping. Hey, dude, you figured it out. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's
this
how
is
we'll do
awesome.
It. Wade's
and somebody, you know, somebody was in the meet thinking like, "You bunch of dummies, just a bunch of dummies."
Let's try this again. Hey, Wayne in Decatur.
Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, listen, I'm a traditionalist. Football is year round anyway. You got the combine that's being televised at prime time, setting all type of records. You got draft parties all over. Everybody makes money. I just think it's a point of greed by the owners, and why not? I'm a billionaire. What a billionaire wants? Another billion. So I see it from this point. But if I'm the player, I don't go for it because you got a year-round business anyway.
Yeah, can you see?
Including jersey sales.
Can you see all these players that they're winning and everybody who miss out on the playoffs because they went 0-2 in the backup games, and you're not going to get all that playoff bonus money? And you, I mean, are you kidding me, man? Greg's in Dawsonville. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I hope you guys are doing well.
It is, man.
I think everybody is going against this all wrong. Number one thing that I want to say is the players should back down on this, and let's ask for 50-50. If the owners are so greedy that they have to have this, I say the players stand up, and I want 50-50 like the NBA does. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, you know what? That's the revenue split that he's talking about. Yeah,
good luck with that.
Well, but here's the first. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong here, but I'm going to give you something here. This is the first time possible. If the owners are dead set on going to an 18 game regular season and expanding the playoffs, and you're going to the CBA is up after next season. Okay, so we're 2 years away from the CBA. Maybe this is the first time, Hugh, that the NFL Players Association has had serious leverage to increase the split and to increase the rosters and to do things and quit asking for stupid stuff like practices and to actually get money for the veterans and money for healthcare.
You know what the bad part about that is? And I always said that the NBA has probably, if not the strongest, one of the strongest players associations. It's because in football, you have too many guys that they can replace you with, like, i.e., scab players. And that's the bottom line, because you're going to have somebody that's going to be readily out there to take your job. I remember when they went through this before, when they were talking about locking them out, and they decided to take the practices and everything. They were still not operating from a position of power, because think about it like this, John. On a 53-man roster, and I know this is probably hard for people to fathom, but you don't have – everybody on the NFL roster is not making Matt Ryan money.
No.
Everybody's not making that kind
of
money.
What's NFL minimum, like $400,000, something like that?
Something like that. It's something like that. And I know that people say, oh, man, that's a lot of money to live on. When you look at it, yeah, as a windfall, but you're talking about somebody who's probably making that money that has accumulated, like learn how to make that over a period of time. You're talking about football players. It's almost like, okay, you get this money and you're starting right out. So guys don't have that money where they have the stockpile. They don't have like a bank account or anything like that. They're kind of living for 6 months. Your lifestyle as an NFL player lasts for 6 months, and then you're waiting to go back to working. And as you get older in the game and you start to make a little bit of money, then you start to sock away a little bit of money. It doesn't work like that.
This is just
you ain't got that Matt Ryan money.
I can't believe the owners went public with this. You're right, Hugh. Who's sitting around in the room going, hey, great idea?
Like my man Johnny Rutledge chimed in again talking about, well, what about how do you factor in injuries? Like, dudes get hurt.
I know.
Like, all that
stuff,
man.
Does that count against your two games?
I would have loved to have been in the back of the meeting. Like, who is this dumbass dude to propose this 18-game season and talk about, let's just not let everybody play for two games? Oh, Bill, that was awesome. You're the man. You need a raise for that. No, Bill, that was stupid.
And the president of the NFLPA, Eric Winston, it's like, hey, get back into the mine and start mining coal. Whew, yeah, it's real. It is the morning show on a Saturday with John and Hugh from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Studios at Colony Square. Back with more of this and ahead still, Vince Carter. talking about whether or not he's going to be back with the Atlanta Hawks. It's all ahead with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We've got something to prove. That's not confidence. That's just wanting to prove it.
Training camp is about to begin.
Listen in as we give you exclusive coverage from Flowery Branch.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show on the weekends from the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on this Saturday. And if you are here on Monday with our regular show from 6 to 10, we encourage you to be so. I can guarantee you this Monday and day after tomorrow, we're going to be talking more about this NFL story, about the 18 game. That this conversation will come back on our morning show because it's too juicy.
Well, I know it's one of those things where we're making fun of it and making light because it does sound stupid, but I'm pretty sure it has more layers to it than this. Mm-hmm. It has to. And knowing how Rich McKay and those guys sit down and they talk about everything and they talk it through before they present it, it has to be more layers of this. We're just talking about how stupid it sounds right now because it does sound kind of stupid.
It does sound kind of stupid. Also, of course, we get done with Summer League for the Atlanta Hawks. You may have missed a little note for the Atlanta Hawks, and that is October the 7th is their first preseason game. Now we're back talking about preseason again. Their first preseason game, and it's going to be at State Farm Arena. Now, normally, who would much care? I mean, yeah, okay, it'd be cool to see the first game in Atlanta of DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish, Bruno Fernando, the new guys that are on the team, including Evan Turner, Alan Crabb, Jabari Parker. All right, so that would be kind of, you know, Chandler Parsons, all these new faces that are on the team. But the reason that I think that it's possible the Atlanta Hawks could have a sellout on October the 7th for their first preseason game, Hugh, is Zion.
I mean, John, that's not far-fetched to say. I mean, that Zion's a guy that everybody's talked about. It's not like you're making some, like, grand gesture. I mean, that's almost a given because people are going to want to see him play. I mean, this is the one guy that you heard about for the longest, and you just want to see how he's going to look. The first game out, yeah, you're going to definitely want to see how he looks.
Now, we talk about the Hawks being a very young team, and, you know, is there a spot on this roster? Right now there really isn't so much a spot on the roster for anybody else to come in. But if there is one that does open up, would Vince Carter want to be back and do what he did in his great contribution to this team last season? Because it was tremendous. So Dukes of Bell decided to ask the wily old veteran if he's ready to return. What will he be, 43, Hugh? Is that right?
Something like that, yes.
I think 43, if I'm not mistaken. You can look that up. Return for one more go-round in the NBA, and would he do so with Atlanta, and the conversation starts with whether or not he's had any talks with the Hawks about coming back.
No, you know, we're just waiting, it's a kind of wait and see thing. So, you know, we'll find out sooner or later.
How important is it for you, Vince, to go get the ring, man, to get one more shot?
I don't really care about that. I won't sacrifice chasing a ring and not getting the opportunity to play.
Right.
That's not who I am. I've never, you know, been that, and I've stated that multiple times. I just can't do it.
I know, but I love the fact you want to compete. That's cool.
I just want to compete.
I mean, I guess you had to have some kind of a vested interest in the NBA Finals, playing up in Toronto, and the love that people have for you up there. How stoked were you to see them bring home the bacon?
It was great to see. You know, I do a little broadcasting and some media stuff once the season is over. So I got to do some sideline reporting, and it was awesome. It was just great to kind of see them finally reach the mountaintop. And the fact that for me, it was pretty cool because I actually got to witness it.
It is Vince Carter, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. As we talk about this NBA free agency period, and it's funny, you said you do a little broadcasting. Come on, bro. You know you're really good. You're going to be on TV here when this thing's done, when your career is over. But what did you make of this whole free agent frenzy that the NBA had going on? I thought it was great.
I mean, when you get 40% of the league moving around, 200-plus free agents, yeah, I've been doing my homework. I know what's going on. 205, 206. Players who are free agents. I mean, it's just insane, and just what it's doing. It's just, we will now see a little more parity. We're hoping in the league, which is gonna be great for the game, because it's not like you have a hands down winner going into the season. It's like it's a guessing game. You know, you think you know, but you won't know until the season's over, which is fun.
Vince, because Hawks fans want to know, when do we become one of those teams where guys want to play here? Because we've always had, you know, great quality, but we haven't had the big-name free agent. Do we become a Golden State and then guys want to come here?
Well, it just takes time. I mean, that's all it is. It takes time. I mean, some of the big free agents are, you know, you can't – I mean, it's tough to mention Golden State like that. I mean, of course, yes, Durant did that, but then they're getting guys who are just willing to take a discount to be a part of the culture. You know, once the culture is built, and that's what Lloyd Pierce is trying to do, is build the culture there, and then you get to win a little bit. And, you know, when you're winning and you see the effort that is put in, and a free agent kind of sees, like, hey, adding me to what is already built there, you know, it'll happen soon. I mean, we're seeing it with the New Jersey Nets. Look at what they did last year. They didn't have a superstar. Well, of course, they had an all-star in D'Lo, but they look – they, meaning Durant and Kyrie's like, hey, this is a team that played extremely hard, well-coached, and they were just a superstar away. And what did they get? They got two superstars in it. So, you know, that's what it is. I think sometimes, and this is my opinion when I say it, I just think some of the organizations are going about it the wrong way, when it's just like, oh, you know, we're not trying to win. We're just trying to prepare the draft. But yet you have aspirations of landing a free agent. It's just tough to do both, in my opinion.
I have one last thing for you. Mike and I were big on Trae Young, and a lot of people said he's the wrong dude. How good is this young fella?
He's as good as he wants to be. I mean, he has the opportunity to be a darn good player. If he just continues to put his work in, which he has done, and you can see that he got comfortable and he got a lot better once he got accustomed to how the game is played and how teams are playing him. So you could tell his comfort level in the second part of the season was just outstanding. He figured the game out. The game was slowed down for him, and he took off.
Vince Carter talking to Duke Sabel this week about whether or not he could return some of his thoughts about the Hawks, and it will be interesting to see if the Hawks make again. The roster is sort of loaded right now, Hugh, with the addition of guys like Parker and Parsons and Crabbe, and not to mention all the rookies. So I don't know if there's going to be a spot for him or not. But if there is and it works out, I think it'd be a great thing.
I think they'll make a spot for him. I think Vince is that kind of guy. I mean, just listen to him talk, man. I mean, a seasoned vet, then seen a lot, has seen a lot. And I think guys respect that. Like, there is nothing that I don't think that you can go into the locker room as a player that you cannot ask Vince Carter that he probably can give you some kind of light on. I mean, that right there is invaluable, John. I'm talking about from dealing with, you know, personal issues to basketball issues, and sometimes those two things are intertwined. It just sounds like Vince Carter has lived a lot of life and has dodged a lot of bullets and would be a sage in the locker room for a lot of young guys. That's what I got from that. Just listening to him talk and just being able to – like, Vince Carter is one of those guys that – phenomenal player. And – has, when you think of the landscape and the landmines that he's probably had to avoid, you know, to play as long as he's played and to be revered the way that he's revered, I bet you Vince has some stories to tell off the record. I guarantee you he does. Well, and you can kind of hear that in his conversation.
And you know, he worked for ESPN at the Summer League. Going to make a great commentator. That seems to what I know people, yes, would he make a great coach? Oh, yeah. He'd make a great – I think Vince Carter, you know what Vince Carter would be? He'd be a great college coach. But I think he really doesn't want to do that so much, because I think he's really set his sights on being a commentator, which, by the way, I think he'll be wonderfully successful.
He can do whatever he wants to do.
Right. He's one of those guys. Yep. When we get back in a moment, we'll talk to you about some of the headlines as the Braves get set to take on the Padres again tonight. And what Atlanta United faces tomorrow, it's all ahead with John and Hugh on this Saturday edition of The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92 on The Game and 92onthegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.